USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a federal whistleblower is wrong about his July phone call with the president of Ukraine.
I think that the whistleblower gave a lot of false information, and you have to see who the whistleblower is. Once I released the transcript, which was almost immediately, the whistleblower's report was very wrong.
The president speaking at the White House again suggested that the anonymous whistleblower should be identified. And the Trump administration is formally withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. has submitted formal notification of its withdrawal to the United Nations. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 115 points to close at a record high of 27,462. The S&P rose 11 points. The NASDAQ was up 47 as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu, and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Airbnb is reacting in the wake of a deadly shooting at an Airbnb rental in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
An Airbnb is putting a stop to party houses after a shooting that left five people dead at an Airbnb rental in Northern California. More than 100 people attended the party in Orinda, about 20 miles east of San Francisco. The fifth victim died on Friday. The person renting the house told the owner she was holding a reunion for about a dozen people. Police are still searching for the shooter. Airbnb says it's immediately banning party houses and redoubling efforts to combat unauthorized parties.
McDonald's is parting ways with CEO Steve Easterbrook. The move comes as Easterbrook admitted to having an affair with an unnamed employee. In an email to staff, he says he made a mistake and that he violated company policy. McDonald's stock is down 5% on the news. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials say a new trade deal with China is starting to take shape. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
China is now working with the U.S. to finalize a trade deal. During an impromptu meeting with reporters, the president was asked where such an agreement might be signed.
First, I want to get the deal. I mean, the meeting place to me is going to be pretty easy, but first we'll see if we get the deal. And if we get the deal, the meeting place will come very easily. It'll be someplace in the U.S.
Congress Secretary Ross said that good progress is being made on a trade deal with China and says phase one is possible within the month.
Concussions in the NFL preseason games have increased in 2019 by 44% compared to last season, a significant data point as owners are considering proposals to shorten or eliminate the preseason in the next collective bargaining agreement. The majority were caused by helmet-to-helmet hits, but according to NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, we've come a long way.
They have came out with a new helmet to also protect players. And you notice that whenever a player get hit or something like that, they take his helmet and they take him into the tent. So I think it's much better now because back in the day, we didn't have all of that. We just went out there and we played. If you had a hit or something like that, they would ask you, do you remember that play, what you had for breakfast? And if you answered all those questions, you were right back on the football field.
Rice was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.